Our friend gazed over the city from the 60th floor tower in awe and wonder. Then she said,
"Boy, this height is making me dizzy."
Her husband teased, "Honey, are you sure it's the height?" A clever little joke. She smiled, but it was strained. She was hurt. Inwardly, I winced. I thought back to when Carol and I had made a commitment to each other, for which I've been very grateful. The number one never for us is never use sarcasm in talking or joking with one another.
The dictionary defines sarcasm as a sharp and often satirical or ironic utterance designed to cut or give pain. A mode of satirical wit depending for its effect on bitter, caustic, and often ironic language that is usually directed against an individual. It comes from a Greek word meaning to tear flesh, bite the lips in rage, sneer.
A great many of us are adept at the sarcastic remark. The man who says to his hostess, "Thanks for the wonderful meal, it was a great change from TV dinners," may be funny, but certainly not kind. And one of the great commands from God in Ephesians 4:32 is to be kind to one another. Shortly after we were married, we discovered that we had developed a habit of sarcasm and kidding one another. At first, our little barbs were totally harmless and we meant nothing by them. But after a couple of years, we discovered that this habit had become a convenient way of getting in a good dig at the other partner. The other person didn't know whether it was to be taken seriously or not. We could hint at a truth in our sarcasm that we were afraid to share honestly. The other, not knowing if the intent was serious, was unable to take offense. We were hurting each other.
Then we met a couple who obviously enjoyed each other, but they never resorted to sarcasm. When we asked them about it, they said they realized they were hurting each other and committed themselves to stop it.
So Carol and I prayed about it, confessed it as sin, and covenanted with one another to drop it from our lives. God says to be kind. For us, sarcasm is not kind. Perhaps you need to look at your own patterns of speech and ask God for wisdom in dealing with the habit of sarcasm. A small dose can do great harm in your life together.